Straight up top of the hour. Thank you for joining us, Caring About Your World. $2.1 billion given away to Solar Trust of America. It's all by design. It's all by design. It's all by design. The NRC is forbidding San Onofre from reopening. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, citing serious concerns about equipment failures at the San Onofre nuclear plant on Tuesday, prohibited plant operator Southern California Edison from restarting the plant until the problems are thoroughly understood and fixed. The steam generators manufactured by Mitsubishi Heavy Industries were installed within the last 2 years. Wow. Not very good deal on that one, huh? I wonder what the warranty is. Officials said that the wear on the tubes was unusual for such new equipment and poses safety concerns because of the potential release of radiation if a tube ruptures, because they carry water that helps cool the reactor core. Radioactive water to reach Hawaii in 2 years. And I think we can pretty well believe that that's going to be a lot sooner than that, but that's what they're telling us. Water contaminated by radioactivity that entered the sea from Fukushima No. 1 nuclear plant will reach the Hawaiian Islands by March of 2014, according to a computer simulation of the Japan Atomic Energy Agency. The researchers said that 18 trillion becquerels of radioactive iodine and cesium have leaked from the plant into the sea. The contaminated water could be carried by ocean currents. The maximum radioactivity level in cesium-137 will be about 0.04 becquerel per liter when it nears the Hawaiian Islands. How bad it's going to be, we don't know. I'm telling you, listeners, we're not being told anything. But that's by design, because all of a sudden it's going to be apocalypse, chaos, end of the world, and too bad we just didn't want to bother you and make you feel bad. Radiation levels in California rain recorded at 506% above normal. Intel Hub is reporting a radiation test carried out after the storm swept through the Southern California recorded radiation at 506% above normal background levels. The Enviro reporter, through their inspector, Alert Nuclear Radiation Monitor, has conducted over 1,500 radiation tests, with the most recent one being by far the highest levels seen. Oregano is a healing herb and natural antibiotic. Now, there's much more in this story we don't have time to get to. You've heard about oregano on the Power Hour. We carry it. We carry the best oregano possible. Oregano oil is an extraordinary, powerful natural antibiotic. It has been found in a recent study, listen to this, to be significantly better than all of the 18 currently used antibiotics in the treatment of MRSA staph infections. The strong phenol antioxidants destroy pathogenic bacteria, viruses, and yeast. If you don't have it, get it. I am telling you. No, I'm not telling you what I'd like to be telling you, because I can't, about oregano and what it does. Think of the worst diseases. All I'm saying is, think of the worst diseases and think oregano. I'm not kidding you. On MRSA staph infections, which you know in the hospitals there is no good treatment for. Oh, there's $1,000 bags of, you know, of IV antibiotics that don't seem to work all that well. MRSA. And you don't think you couldn't get it? People have gotten it from gardening. People have got it from their animals. People have got it from just anything, having a baby in the hospital. MRSA and oregano. Oregano, oregano, oregano. A baby received a cocktail of 7 vaccines, lost his ability to speak, and recovered with homeopathic shock remedies. Baby Irene's dad agreed with the homeopathic physician, Hannah Eagle, about the dangers of vaccines. He certainly did not plan on vaccinating his 4-month-old daughter. However, under tremendous amount of pressure from the family, the pediatrician, he and his wife acquiesced and allowed a single injection cocktail of 7 vaccines. And then they underwent and were successful with homeopathic treatment. Don't even mess with them in the first place. Why undo that damage, ladies and gentlemen? And a way to reverse cataracts naturally. We need to cover this. We'll have to do this at a later date. We're going to be joined by Stan Deo in this next hour. You don't want to miss it. Stan Deo on the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and doing something about it. Joining us today is someone who does something about it. Standeo joins us. He has held an above top secret security clearance. He worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in development of flying saucer technology. He's been a computer programmer. In seven languages. He's been a research physicist, marine architect, advanced propulsion engineer for marine air spacecraft. He's authored several books, which we have at the Power Hour. And among other things, he also has had a near-death experience, which only strengthened his faith. He was not a believer at the time, and I'd like to talk to him about that also, because we need to find out what it is that moves people and what changes their lives. And I'm just really pleased to have him join us today again. Thank you so much, Standeo, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joy. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yep, hear you loud and clear. Thank you so very much. Now, Josh, who my buddy here on Fridays, tells me, please put Standeo on Friday because you are his absolute favorite guest. But it just doesn't work out that way. But anyway, we're just so glad to have you join us today, and I hope Josh is listening so he can benefit. A lot going on. If you were to look at the world right now, pick out one, two, or three things that you think are the most critical that we need to spend some time on today.
Well, let's see. Gosh, where do you start? The weather and climate changes that are in progress. You know, geophysics, that's a biggie because that's affecting a lot of people.
Yes.
The economy is another. The imminent threat of an interchange between, probably a military exchange between Israel and Iran and possibly Syria. You know, those three alone are probably pretty big. Since we... since I quit doing the earthquake prediction maps back in 2005 when the Navy cut my data off, I've been kind of flying blind on a lot of this stuff, but I've recently been able to start using some publicly available data on sunspots and on sea surface temperatures and electricity in the atmosphere to start hopefully recreating some of the prediction service. It's still in its infancy, and it's not as nice and tidy as it was. But so all those things are somewhere we can go this morning, and near death, if you wish. I suppose there are a few people probably going to be concerned about that here in the near future.
Well, I want to hear, I hope not near-death experience, but I want to know what it was that brought you from not being a believer through this near-death experience to wanting to learn Hebrew, to studying anything and everything you can to find out what the truth is. Because you, me, our listeners, we are all searching for the truth. That's all we want to know. I don't care what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it smells like. I want to know the truth. And it is so hard to find today.
You know, Joyce, that is correct. I was raised in a Christian home, primarily Christian. My father was Jewish, but we practiced Christianity more than Judaism. And, you know, I like all kids, I guess, before you're kind of a rational age and a mature adult, I thought, well, okay, I'll put up with it because I have to, but wasn't really interested. And I, you know, graduated from high school, went to the Air Force Academy, and came back from there to Dallas, and in 1969 is when I got very ill with an infection and nearly died, left my body. And at that point, I really wasn't thinking about the Bible, God, you know, life after death. I was still young and full of P&V, and, you know, nothing could really affect me until I got sick. And I came back into my body after the experience changed. I was, more peaceful and realize that life outside the body does exist in an intelligent form, and we go to a better place. Now, it still did not convince me, you know, to read the Bible or study any of that kind of stuff. And that was in 69. And I took a trip to Australia, well, a long trip, about a 30-year trip, but it started in 1971 in September. That's only a couple years after the out-of-body experience, and I still wasn't, you know, spending time studying the Bible. And just before I left the country, I got a present from one of my staff in Dallas at a computer place. And she gave me a book at on Einstein's life, and I was reading it, and I started to get some very weird dream visions of formulas and stuff like that. And it reminded me what had happened when I was in my out-of-body near-death state, where I was able to, my mind just expanded, and I could know things that I can't know in my body as it is now. I mean, it's hard to explain, but I ask questions like, how does the universe work? Well, you know, what makes gravity? How do flies all, you know, all these kind of questions when I was out of my body. And they started to, the dream vision started to come back into memory as I was reading this book that she'd give me. Well, anyway, that started it, and then I got another book from my mom, which was The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey, which I scanned and then put it away in the bags and went on off to Australia with the family. And that was to work for Dr. Teller, his group there, on developing advanced flying saucer-type propulsion, as you mentioned in the intro. We fell out. I didn't agree with Teller's group on some reason they were keeping certain technologies secret, and I wanted to release it to the world. And I understand now, as I got older, why they held it back. But at the time, we really disagreed on that. And it came to such a point that they wanted to part ways with me permanently, you know, down the bottom of the mine shaft. And I ran. I ran for my life. And I won't bore you with all the details of how I did it, but... I ran across Australia.
You literally ran for your life. I want people to know that.
Oh, I did. I did. I pulled every trick I could think of to get away from them. And I managed to do that for about 6 months, maybe a year in some cases. But I was in the middle of the Nullarbor Desert, which is between Adelaide and Western Australia to Perth. And at that time, you didn't have a complete sealed road to go across, and you had to take some dusty trails to get, to the next water hole. One night I was out there with the people I was traveling with who were, like new age hippies, and I had my car and they had their combi van. It's all painted up and they smoked their weed around the campfire and stuff. And we were just a few days out of Adelaide, and I realized that I knew that I had people looking for me over in Melbourne, which is the other side of the country. And I realized that I didn't have much time left. They were going to eventually catch me. So I was out there one evening reading a Bible. A little lady had given me over in Adelaide when we passed through there. And she'd marked a passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. And I read it by the headlights of the car I was in. And I suddenly realized, well, I'm probably going to be meeting God pretty soon. I remember being out of my body in that place, and I think they're going to kill me. And so I got to real serious looking at the Bible and comparing notes with that and Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Plan of the Earth. And so I made a deal with God there in front of the headlights in the Nullarbor Desert. I'm about to get in real trouble here, and I believe you, and it's just you and me, and I kind of turn my whole life direction over to you, and maybe you can do a better job of it than I've been doing. And it went to bed, went into the car and where I was sleeping in the back of it. Eventually, 2-3 days later, we made it into Western Australia, to a little town on the edge of Western Australia, just as you clear the desert. And it was Sunday morning. And the people I was traveling with, the two people, we had, provisions that grain and various other things like that that you can soak and cook up meals. But we hadn't eaten in a couple of days, not a big meal, just mung bean sprouts that we had growing on the dashboards of the cars. And we were low on money. We had probably something like $5 or $6 left till we reached some people, some friends of ours there in Perth. And I only had about something like 75 cents in my pocket. So we stopped at this little local grocery store. It's like a very small mom-and-pop 7-Eleven. I mean, like, one room and a door that opens into their home type thing, but they got shelves full of fresh bread and all that kind of stuff and candies. So I went in to get us whatever 75 cents would buy. We figured that's what we could afford with the gas money we need to get to Perth. Well, I went in. There was no one there. It was open, but the cash register was just right in front of me. And right there on the table next to the cash register on the bar there was this fresh loaf of bread. Boy, it smelled nice. And a big, fresh piece of cut cheddar cheese. And I was thinking, wow. Hello, is anybody there? And there was this little open door with those little hanging down stringers that people push aside to keep the flies out or whatever. And I yelled back in there, no one answered. And I was looking at that bread and that cheese, and it smells so good. I thought, I could just grab that. Nobody would probably know. Well, with that, this lady came out washing her hands or drying her hands off. She'd been in the back, and she said, oh, can I help you? And I said, oh, yes, ma'am. I said, look, how much of that bread and that cheese will this 75 cents buy? And she thought a minute, and she says, he'll buy all of it. But she says, take it for free.
Wow.
I said, what? I said, why are you doing this? And she says, well, the Lord told me that you need it and that you don't need to pay for it. Well, that was only 2 or 3 days after I'd signed on board with the Lord. And the hair on the back of my neck right that instant stood straight out, I got to tell you. And I just realized that this is a sign, man. Signs happen thereafter all through the rest of my life. They even today they do, to reinforce the fact that the good Lord is looking after me and my family.
Uh-huh.
And he's guiding me in the right direction and protecting me and my family from things that could be a lot worse.
Now, is that a lot of consolation to you right now when we're facing the quote-unquote unknown that is so scary for a lot of people? They're resorting to drugs, to drinking, to doing anything they can to try and get rid of the pain and the fear. How do you deal with, oh my God, we're all going to die by Friday kind of people that are trying to scare us into beliefs that, we don't have any power over what's happening? I want to hear from you on that subject after this 4-minute break. 19 after the hour, we're talking to Sandeo today. and Standeo, D-E-Y-O, Standeo.com. Go to the Power Hour radio section and you will see all the information. Connect to Standeo.com. We'll be back 4 minutes. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Standeo today, who is one of the most, I think, encouraging people that I like to talk to. Now, he's been through some really, really tough times. Really tough times. We all have. Nobody's times are probably any worse than anybody else's because they're kind of doling it out evenly, it seems like, anymore. But what we're talking about, though, is getting through all of this and how do we see the other side of this and not give up and get our strength and become stronger all the time. And that's the song, I Am America, that I'm going to play at the bottom of the hour again, a portion of that. This song moves me. It says that when I'm attacked, I only get stronger. And joining us is Stan Deo. And I'm going to find out how he and his wife, his wonderful wife, Holly Deo, get stronger. What do you all do when you're attacked? What do you pray for guidance, pray for direction, pray for a way out of this? What do you do to move through these ugly times that you've had?
Well, certainly the first thing is that we ask the good Lord to help us through the challenge, whatever it is. And we ask for covering of the things in our charge, you know, the house, the animals, our friends, family, so that, you know, the good Lord is covering us. If I said that we don't get frightened or don't get fear, I'd be lying. I mean, but we deal with it by saying, whoops, now wait a minute. The Lord said that he's not given us over to a spirit of fear. When we can't do any more about our situation personally than we've done, let him carry the load, and we do that. And this may seem like, you know, a hard thing to do, but it's not. And a peace will come over you once you turn it over to the good Lord, turn it over to someone you know can fix it, and you're convinced that you've done all that you personally can do. I still would not like to, you know, die by dropping out of an airplane or a 30-story building, or, you know, there are ways to die. But I know on the other side of it that it's a great peace and a wonderful place. So there's that little bit of a dichotomy of feelings. But when the Lord provides for you, it's not always what you think or what you think you need or want to solve the situation. I reflect back on that time when I was running from the governments of the world that were after me in the Nullarbor Desert. When I had nothing, when I had my family was back in the States, I was cut off from my family. They were 12,000 miles away. I had no friends except those I was traveling with who were new friends, acquaintances more than anything. And I had a duffel bag with all the possessions I had in the world, you know, Bibles, books, and clothes, and shaving equipment, you know, very, very light traveling. But at that time, I felt a greater peace day by day, even with the threat of someone getting me to kill me. I felt a greater peace than I ever had because I didn't have the burden of things, you know, mortgages, car payments, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. I was free of the system with nothing more than a duffel bag. And, you know, I was glad to find a place every now and then that had a hot shower, and glad to eat every day, such as it was. But I felt better, more peaceful inside me than I ever have, and not fearful. And I didn't tell you, but in that trip across the desert, we were in a campfire one night that we'd set up, and a guy drove up on the road and stopped, American accent, an older man, and joined us for a chat around the campfire. And turns out he was an agent that was sent by an American intelligence agency to find me. And he had found me there in the middle of the desert, but he let me go. And he didn't damage me in any way and said, look, I'm going to go on over to Perth and forget I saw you.
Really?
Yeah, he told me a lot about what I'd been involved in, so he was the real deal. But the Lord takes care of you, even in that situation. When the thing I feared most caught up with me, I was not afraid, and I was astounded, but not afraid. So I say to people, look, you can be taken down to what the Australians call stony, broke, and walking. That means you're just walking, you haven't got any transport, and you haven't got any money jingling in your jeans. You're broke, but you are with the Lord. And in that case, you can expect those little mom and dad shops to give you bread and cheese or for it to fall out of the tree. I don't know how it happens. But you don't need all these things to live and survive in peace under the Lord's care.
You know, and that is so comforting to hear. We don't need those things. And I sometimes wonder what it is that we really do need in life. What do we need? Well, we need that peace that is just beyond anything else that the world can give us, that's for sure. And that peace is more important to me than absolutely anything else. I need the truth also. I can walk with no money in my jeans or with no possessions, if I know the truth. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. I want to know from Standeo, what is it that he knew that they were after him for so long a period of time and so desperately wanting to get him?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour, well, let me remind you of the items that we have at the Power Mall for sale. As you know, we're fighting a lot of battles on a lot of different sides for you and with you, and I appreciate your support so very much for the Power Mall. Whatever it is that you need, if it's oregano, and believe me, we all need oregano, if it is calcium bentonite clay, whatever, for radiation protection, Dr. Cass Ingram has a new book on how to protect yourself from radiation. I mean, it is excellent. And it really goes into a lot of the items that God gave us in the first place to use. And that's available at the Power Mall. So please take advantage of getting that. Remember, we've got the weather radios, the Eaton weather radios on special. The original price was $60. Now, these are AM/FM weather, and who does not need one of these? We had one lady buy six of them yesterday for her family. Eaton FR400 weather radios, AM/FM weather, not shortwave, but the regular price was $60. They are on special for $27. Then we have the new shortwave radio that's AM/FM weather radio with shortwave. and it's $80. It's got NOAA weather. It's an FR600 Solar Link AM/FM NOAA weather shortwave, $80, and it's solar also, and crank, and batteries. It's really cool. So please call the Power Hour. Now, we're going to be talking to Sandeo about what it is that he knows, and a lot of what he knows is in the book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, available at the Power Mall. It's about 300 pages of information that is going to challenge you. It'll challenge anybody when you read this book called The Cosmic Conspiracy. And then the book Holly Deo, his wife, did, the Dare to Prepare book, is like the Bible of preparation information. And it's over 600 pages, 8.5 by 11, 600 pages of information that you can get at the Power Mall by calling 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049, or go to thepowermall.com. And, of course, the Sandeo website, Sandeo.com. Stan, before the break, I said, you know, there's a lot of things that you knew that they didn't want you to be out of their control. Now, why would they care about chasing you into the desert in Australia? What is it that you knew or now know that they don't want you to have known?
Well, at that time, I'd been, as I said, sequestered down there by the Teller's group, to do research. And when I disagreed with them holding back certain technology, like, you know, free energy and technology to get water from very deep in the earth up to the villages in Asia and stuff in Africa where they didn't have enough water to live every day. We argued about this, and I also found out way early in the game that they didn't like Jewish people, and I guess they hadn't done enough of their homework to realize my dad was Jewish. But we really disagreed on that, and I wanted to tell people what we were holding back and the technologies I'd seen and also the ones I'd worked on. The secret of, say, anti-gravity, the secret of entrainment propulsion in cars and submarines, missiles, and things like that. There's just a whole lot of technologies, molecular physics, that would be of great advantage to the people of the Earth if used properly. And the if used properly is the big if.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were afraid that I would expose their project because they were planning to use this technology they were hiding to make a fake alien presence appear on the Earth or above the Earth to frighten the nations of the world into getting together to face a common enemy to overcome religious and ethnic and financial differences between these nations so that they would try a world government long enough to see that it would work or might work. It was what inside the Illuminists that I worked for, it was called a third option. And option one would have been, if you were trying to make a peaceful world, was to force the people of Earth, you know, with military means or whatever, to accept a dictatorial structure for the planet. And that would work. I mean, Hitler proved that because trying to force, say, France or Russia into submission just resulted in grassroots resistance that eventually broke the Wehrmacht, the German war machine.
Now, you're not saying that they've given up on the third option or they're not going to try to do the fake alien presence. You're not saying that, are you?
No, but something happened along the way. As I investigated, you know, with other members of the organization that had retired or gotten out of it, because it's a very segmented organization, so you only know what's in your area unless you can somehow talk to the others, and that's forbidden normally. But I talked with some former security details and stuff after I got out and put a lot of pieces together. They did plan to do that originally way back in the early 50s and to develop a technological stream that was hidden from the main industrial complexes and governments of the world to then fund what looks like an alien invasion. But back in the early 50s, real, quote-unquote, non-from-around-here people, extraterrestrial types, if you wish, did appear on the scene, and that forced our Illuminists to make a compromise to keep them from causing, I guess, civilian panic across the planet. They made a deal with these beings, and I'm not sure they were actually beings so much as biological robots, but anyway, they were the product of some superior intelligence, which I take to be fallen ones or be tools of fallen ones from the biblical stories about the evil ones being cast down from the heavens above to the earth and dwelling here until the end of this age, which is coming upon us rapidly. Anyway, our Illuminists didn't need to do a fake alien landing with the presence of them, and it had come so early that we couldn't fight them off. So the Illuminists didn't want to lose control to these beings either, for fear of being, you know, like in the food chain for them or whatever, to be slaves mm-hmm. to them. So our guys, the Illuminists, made deals to let the alleged aliens have access to the human genetic code, kidnapping people and doing biological genetic tests on animal, livestock, whatever, for what they needed, in return for them exchanging certain technologies to us and letting us develop them in our underground facilities at the South Pole and under various countries that were involved, you know, Russia, America, Canada, Australia. So they held this kind of detente between them until the late 70s. And in the post-Reagan era, the underground bases that we had developed, or the Illuminists had developed at that time, were invaded. Sir John, who was my control agent there in Melbourne, did tell me before I left the organization that they were moving in and taking over bit by bit. So after that happened, we were kicked out, or mankind was kicked out of those secret bases to allow the aliens to use the technology and infrastructure we'd set up there for their own purposes, to develop their own weapons. They had to get us up to a certain level of technology before they could use it. And we're not talking about people coming from other planets and stuff like that so much as we're talking about parallel dimensions like the Bible speaks of, the upper levels of existence and like parallel or concentric universes that are being spoken of by the leading cosmological physicists today. They gate down into our area, and I've certainly found evidence of that in the Hebrew and the Old Testament, as have many other biblical scholars that are serious about this, trying to get to the truth of what has created mankind, where we're going, and what's in our immediate future. So I expect this year, even as early as this year, I've been expecting it for every year, and this year seems to be the most likely with all the world situation building and with certain political powers being directed to the White House here even. I expect us to see an official announcement of the presence of quote-unquote alien beings on the Earth and their dealings with humans to allow the establishment of a new world order under a human government per se, but under that government, under the control of these beings. And I firmly believe, as I've stated in the Cosmic Conspiracy, in the final edition of it, that these beings will be under the direction of Satan himself. And that the reason they were using our underground facilities that we built up was that they were kicked out of the parallel universe level they were in without enough technology to fight back to the existing Elohim or the God, the righteous God, the creator of everything. They wanted to fight with him, but they didn't have enough technology to fight that battle here on Earth. And so they had to have humans at that point in the 50s start developing technologies, and they helped us to develop the things that they needed until they could kick us out, which they did. So here we see this year, next year, somewhere in the next 12 months or so, I expect the alien presence to be the wild card that is thrown upon the people of Earth, just as the Illuminists wanted to do themselves, but as Satan himself eventually took over, fulfilling biblical prophecy in the book of Daniel.
That makes an awful lot of sense. And how do we tell if it's a fake invasion or a real invasion, or is it going to be fake if there is an invasion?
It will be real. The technology and the beings will be real. They're going to come, in peace and harmony. We mean you no harm, this kind of stuff, as I've stated in the book. But look for them setting up a new world order of 10 nations. If we didn't have the Bible and Bible prophecy telling us exactly how many regions they would set up on the planet, and that there would be aliens in charge of various of those regions, they would be given control over them by the new world government leader, who is also under their control. If it weren't for these specific prophetic writings, datings, and analyses of what we're facing, we could very easily be fooled. Even people going to church, if they hadn't studied, and a lot of them haven't, that the prophecies of Daniel, the prophecies of the Revelation, and the prophecies that Jesus himself gave in Matthew, if they haven't looked at these in depth and studied them, then when these super beings come and say, we have flying saucers, we have anti-gravity, we were here when you were created. You know, we're your creators. You're just a genetic model that we produced back in, you know, the Garden of Eden tale. And we're here to help you now that you've evolved to this point. And we're going to help you solve your geophysical problems, how to shield from asteroid impact, how to stabilize your economy worldwide so that everybody gets a fair go. We're going to help you defeat disease. You know, all the promises that people are looking for right now, someone who can deliver, you know, with technology, with strength. And this would fool even those people looking for the return of the Messiah. That's the great fear, and that's the great deception spoken of in the New Testament. Beware of this great deception, so clever that it would fool even the very elect of God. Now, that could be interpreted as the Jewish nation. It can be interpreted as the Christian and or Jewish nations together, or Jewish people together. But it is going to be so clever, and that's the only thing that I've been exposed to in my life in this time that could fulfill that prophecy is this, you know, fake God, alien God business. And I found this in the book of Daniel. I retranslated only 8 verses in two separate chapters there in Daniel, and I've still got a lot more to do. But those 8 I put into the cosmic conspiracy. They tell you that he's going to come, Satan, posing as a God, little g God. And in there, there's codes in there that I saw in the Hebrew and Chaldean that you wouldn't see until our generation when we had knowledge of various other things that are possible and happening, and particularly from my viewpoint, because I know what technology we have, in the back room, or did have when I was in it. There's probably a lot more now, but the people say the Antichrist of this age, who will be under the control of Satan and these beings that are present on the earth at that time. This Antichrist is going to put himself above God, the God of gods, above the desire of women, and above all other gods. And this has been horribly misunderstood. It's a very difficult passage to translate because it's written in a couple languages, mixed, you know, the words mixed together from, you know, Chaldean, Arabic, Aramaic, and, you know, Hebrew. But when you take it apart and put it back together again, you have to do it from Daniel's perspective as a very devout Jewish boy. And it wasn't saying that the Antichrist was going to put himself above the God of gods that we're all familiar with, and the desire of women. He wasn't queer, and he won't be queer. It's the desire of women was the phrase that Daniel used, saying that it's the desire of the Jewish women to be the mother of the Messiah to deliver the earth from this time. And so the desire of women was a code used, and still today, that the Jewish woman wanted to be the mother of the Messiah like Mary was. And in fact, that was several hundred years, 400 or 500 years before Messiah was actually born to Mary. So that phrase now takes on this thing, saying this coming dictator of the planet who will, well, the coming little g God, Satan, who will rule the planet through his human dictator, he will put himself above God, above the Messiah, and above all other gods. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It, when you get that, it becomes patently clear and obvious with the rest that we are at that time. And this deception is going to be so, so clever that it will be very hard for us to determine, except by the faith in the prophecies that were written so many thousands of years ago that are now being fulfilled exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you put your faith.
You know, I remember, you know, it's fascinating to hear what you have to say because we can see all of these things happening. I don't want to get into weather changes and how all this might play into it. But,
right.
You know, I remember that verse in Ezekiel that says, "He who sitteth on the circle of the earth." I have never forgotten that. When I heard that, it was kind of like aha experience. How could they have known back then that the earth was round? The circle of the earth that would represent the planet that we lived on. I mean, to me, that is just huge. And to a lot of people, it's kind of like, oh, okay, uh-huh. But to me, that is huge. I mean, That tells me right there that was so many thousands of years ago that happened.
Yeah, well, people, I mean, your aha moment is it's different for various people to get that aha moment, but it made it real. You understood then that it is real that whoever was running the prophets was in charge and was out there, knew all the science and technology that we foolishly think we have just discovered in this mm-hmm. generation.
That was just amazing to me. Anyway, I do want to move into the Earth changes, because is that going to play into this? And I want to remind everybody that I always have this caveat that the bad guys read the Bible also. So I think we need to play that into, you know, to realize that also. But what is happening with the Earth changes, and what is the purpose of all these Earth changes? Where are they coming from?
Well, I think the great majority of the huge Earth changes are due to the aging of the planet and to the current status of the sun and the magnetic field of the sun and various radiation fields that we're passing through in the galaxy, the solar system.
Let's talk about more about these radiation fields that we're passing through and what's going to be happening, what we can expect in the future with our guest today, Dr. Stan Deo. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Did I say doctor? With Stan Deo after this three-minute break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I just realized I didn't play that song, I Am America. I will do that. I love that song. We'll do that some more. Anyway, we are talking to Stan Deo today, a favorite Power Hour guest on this program. And the subject, of course, that everyone's concerned about, earth changes, world changes, weather changes. what happened in Dallas yesterday just doesn't make any sense. And Stan, I don't know, but I've never seen, I've been around tornadoes all my life. I have never seen tractor trailers that weigh 30,000 pounds going into the air, four stories into the air. And then alongside of that, you have cars driving down the highway. I mean, this whole thing just doesn't make any sense. I've gotten emails from people in Dallas, and they say they've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think that we're going to see a lot worse. The Bible does say that the storms will be so violent that 50-pound hailstones will rain upon the earth in various places. And this, I think, will only happen when we have such tremendous spiraling winds that they suck down from the upper atmosphere up into the jet stream, even suck that down into the lower atmosphere, which will produce those big ice balls that, if you could imagine a 50-pound cannonball hitting your house at about 300 miles an hour, what damage that would do, and then what damage a whole field, a whole area full of those would do.
Wow.
These things are things that Holly and I have talked about for, gosh, 12, 15 years now, warning people that the weather changes due to the sun and other periodic changes that occur on the earth with the CO2 levels and with methanes and hydrates and things like that, that these changes are going to produce extremes in weather, extreme colds, extreme winds, extreme drought, extreme everything. Instead of just periodic, you know, seasonal weather changes, these are going to be extreme. And this will pass. But right now, these extremes are going to get worse. They're going to destroy crops. This is going to lead to global famines. They're already doing it now. These are going to break down infrastructure. These storms do break down electric transmission lines. They damage homes, hit the economy. They're going to get worse. And people need to realize that because of this, they need to prepare. And you've mentioned this on the commercial breaks on your show. People do need to prepare. But there are a lot of things about preparing that aren't being touted by, like, the freeze-dried food people or the dehydrated food people. They don't tell you that water is probably the most important thing that you can have other than food and medicine things. You can't eat freeze-dried or dehydrated foods unless you like to chew crunchy things without water. It's not very appetizing and not as nutritional because you don't have the water base in it. So people need to store a portion, as Holly points out in the Dare to Prepare book, they need to store a portion, maybe a third of their food supplies, as canned food goods. They may not be as tasty as the reconstituted dehydrates and things like that would be, but the canned items have water in them. You don't have to cook them. You can just pop them open and eat them and survive if you don't have water. Now, the dehydrates and freeze-dried foods are light packages if you're on foot or in a trailer or something. But if you're in situ, you're located in your home or your property you've set up to weather these changes and the shortage of food and fuel, then you can store these things, and you can even do it yourself. You don't have to buy them from the store. You can learn to can with a pressure cooker. It's just a matter of reading books and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what you were talking about, oregano on your commercial back here, a couple of breaks back, you had phenol in it.
Mm-hmm.
Phenol is a very interesting thing. It is a natural chemical antibiotic, a very strong one. And Holly put in the book, after we visited the Hopi down in Arizona, they told us how they were preserving dried corn and dried beans for 30 years or more without refrigeration, without dehydrating. All they did was take the seeds, the corn or the beans, put it into a clay pot, and burn wood down to ash.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back after this. I don't know what he's talking about.